Hey guys, this sideshow is about stand-up comedy, and as a result, it features a whole lot of sexual humor, racial humor, and F-bombs. I hope you'll still listen.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
This is Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. I'm Sean Ramisferum. Roasts used to be really classy. This is Johnny Carson teasing Don Rickles at the Friars Club.
I would like you to meet our guest of honor. And tonight, Kraft does salute Don Rickles, and it's only fitting that a cheese company would sponsor a dinner for a rat.
Almost 50 years later, here's Natasha Leggero roasting Jonah Hill on Comedy Central.
Jonah was born and raised in Hollywood, and you can tell he's a name dropper with big tits and an eating disorder.
In 5 decades, the roast didn't evolve much. The jokes got a little nastier, but the setup is pretty much the same. A well-known person gets teased by his or her funny friends on a stage. But at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, some comics are making some big, totally insensitive changes to the form. The show is called Roast Battle. And this guy, Jeremy Craven, is one of the comics going to war tonight.
Roast Battle is it's a new take on the classic Friars Club roast, where, you know, they'll roast a person. The Friars will take someone that they love within the community and say horrible shit about them. Am I allowed to swear?
Absolutely.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And this is what happens if the person you're roasting was allowed to roast you back. And they set it up like a boxing match with rounds, and they even have a bell sound. Maybe one day they'll even have a real bell. Who knows? It seems like it's moving up in the world, you know?
It is. When I got to the Comedy Store, people were lined up along the front wall where you can see all the blown-up signatures of the legendary comics who cut their teeth on its stages. The people in line weren't there to see David Spade, who cracked jokes for a near-empty room. They were waiting to see unknown comedians like Jeremy and his ex-girlfriend Julia go head-to-head in a verbal boxing match.
We never get physical, we only get verbally violent. So now, are you ready to get the show started?
There's a few rounds of one-on-one roasting, and then celebrity judges pick a winner. Every show starts with the rules. Brian Moses, who hosts and created Roast Battle, delivers them Fight Club style.
First one, nothing's off limits except for physical contact. Original material only, all right? No internet jokes, no your mama jokes. This is going to get personal, so I'm not worried about that at all. Last rule, at the end of your battle, we make out.
Like all three of us?
Kidding, we hug at the end of every battle. Now, with that being said, first round, tip for tap, 1 minute, back and forth. Jeremy Craven, Julia Reese, Julius first, let's roast!
Things get crass very quickly.
Sleeping with Jeremy was like an open mic. It lasted 3 minutes and only one guy came. Oh.
Before I dated Julia, I could honestly say I had never dated a comic. After I dated Julia, I could honestly say that I've never dated a comic.
After a bit more of the back and forth, it's round two. 30 seconds to go to town on your opponent. These two exes get pretty gnarly pretty quickly, so if you get offended by super sexual humor, you might want to jump ahead like 30 seconds.
Jeremy is adopted. I feel like I can relate to his birth mother because after he was inside me, I wanted nothing to do with him either.
You fucked more comics than Tommy Morris. You fucked more comics than cell phone cameras and depression. If every single one of those comics wrote their name on your pussy, it would look exactly like the exterior of the Comedy Store.
It's a joke writer showcase. So if the jokes are terrible, the crowd will let you know it. If they're good, they'll also let you know it.
Though Brian Moses created Roast Battle, he didn't grow up watching those classic Friars Club roasts on TV.
The first roast I ever watched was the Pamela Anderson roast on Comedy Central. And I thought that was a really, really good one. My favorite roaster, I want to say, was Sarah Silverman.
Pam, who is an amazing, special, gorgeous, and kind person who's only here because of a huge donation that Comedy Central agreed to give to PETA, where she works. And she's amazing, especially her work with the one-eyed trouser snake, which she did a few years ago.
Did you think at the time, like, this is the vein of comedy that I most appreciate? Or was it just like...
No, it wasn't that, actually. Because this happened organically, the roast battle. It literally was two kids who didn't like each other. And then, you know, because I come from, like, you know, a real desert community. And, like, you know, you get it. Like, you're from the same area. So it's like a lot... We skateboard a lot. You know what I mean? In skate parks, what you do, you know, if two cats don't like each other, you guys go box. You know what I mean? Or you slap box. You know, that's a lot of fun for us. Cooler has prevailed. And I said, you know what? How about we, you guys do, how about you guys write some jokes about each other, and we'll do, instead of slap boxing, we'll do like, you know, verbal boxing. You guys just like, you guys just talk trash about each other, you know what I mean? And then, they came back a few weeks later, they wrote some jokes, and everybody in the room loved it, you know?
Almost everybody. There were some people in the audience, some comedians, some fans, who thought the show went too far. There's some gay jokes, some sexist stuff, but there's a ton of racial humor coming from black, white, brown, and definitely green comics. Moses, who is black, institutionalized racism at Roast Battle. Each event has a black corner where stereotypes run rampant and an angry racist white corner where America's racial tensions are brutally satirized. These two sections chime in throughout the show.
Jeremy's dick is a lot like the police department in Ferguson. Pasty white and fires too soon.
Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
Not in Ferguson.
The last roast of the night features two Persian guys knocking each other in a battle called Jihad.
Omid, you're half Indian and half Persian, which means you smell like too much Old Spice and really old spices.
You look like a character from Lord of the Flies into the World Trade Center.
The ex-boyfriend comic, Jeremy Craven, admits this environment can be terrifying, but he's also drawn to it.
As any kind of artist, you should always be doing things that you're afraid of. And this is outside of every comic's comfort zone. It's not just you and the audience. It's you and the audience, and then the crazy black guy's corner, and then the white racist corner, and then the host is involved, and then you have three judges who are involved, and like if you're not on your shit up there, you're getting hit from every angle. Like, they want blood.
Brian Moses says the Anything Goes environment is essential to Roast Battle because comedians need to test boundaries.
You have the freedom to laugh, you know what I mean? Like, this... It's a house of freedom of speech. It's a church of freedom of speech. I mean, that's, you know, that's what a comedy club is. You can really just, you can be as open and free as possible as long as it's funny. If it's not funny, well, then it becomes offensive, right? But if it is offensive, people let you know about it. But for the most part, we've done a good job of being funny, you know? Like, we're a parody of racism. We're what Jeff likes to call it, we're roast racial.
The Jeff he's referring to is Jeffrey Ross, who's known as the Roast Master General because he's the one guy at every single Comedy Central roast. From David Hasselhoff.
What a lucky break. What are the odds an alcoholic gets cast in a show about a car that drives itself?
To James Franco.
You look like Johnny Depp with lupus.
To Bob Saget.
But in honor of the late, great George Carlin, I would like to leave you all with another seven words you could never hear on television. And the Emmy goes to Bob Saget.
Jeffrey Ross is also a mainstay at Roast Battle. He's the only regular judge, but he brings a lot of his famous friends around to judge with him. Ross doesn't roast the battlers as much as he gives them the tough love they need to improve. Here is his advice to two guys who are relying on their notes too much.
What kind of fucking main event with these fucking notes? This is lame. Why does the undercard off book? Jeremy was crushing it, using his whole body to perform. You guys need to fucking loosen up right now.
Yeah.
You have all your peers in here right now. You need to look at each other and make fun of each other and not worry about the paper so much.
You know, I react to what the show needs in any particular moment. If the comedians need coaching or I feel like I can give them a hint, a tip that'll make the show better for the next round, I'll put it out there in a sincere way. But if they both start bombing and the show starts to become a bomb fest, then I'll just start making fun of the roasters just to keep it entertaining for the audience. So I only go in when it's needed. You know, I'm like the shark in Jaws. I just sort of come out when it starts to get scary.
So you're kind of like the grandmaster of all the roasting stuff. What is it about the roast battle that keeps you around?
Well, I love the energy that roast battle brings. There's not a lot of places you can say anything And Roast Battle is that. It's a temple of free speech. When you take a really dark idea or a really dangerous idea and you put it in the hands of comics, it brings lightness to the dark. And that's what's happening here. It's a movement.
Time will tell, but the Roast Battle is certainly moving. They took the show to San Diego and sold out a good-sized theater in New York last year. This year, they're going to take the roast out on the festival circuit.
The roasts have become a cultural phenomenon. People are not just watching celebrity roasts on television. They're doing roasts at their own bachelor parties. We roasted my Uncle Murray for his 90th birthday. It's America's new national pastime. Fuck baseball and football. People are roasting away. It's crazy.
And so what is it about this format, this, like, everyone get up here and talk so much shit about a person that you think that we're drawn to?
Well, people, it goes back to, you know, the dawn of time. People got, you know, tarred and feathered in public. People got hung in public. This is the lighthearted version of that. This is an extension of our most basic human, you know, animalistic instincts to see the big guy go down or to see two friends go at it, you know. It's fun to watch a boxing match on TV, but when you see your aunt and your cousin go at it at Thanksgiving, which is kind of what Roast Battle is, when it's real, it just adds a layer of danger to the whole thing, you know. It's a competition. The competitors, the roasters, these young comics have nothing to lose and everything to prove, and they take the competition very seriously, and I think the audience responds to that. It's like the American Idol of insult comedy.
And you are the what, the Simon Cowell? No, not quite.
I guess I like to think of myself as the Paula Abdul.
Thanks for listening to Sideshow. You can find out more about Roast Battle at PRI.org/soundworks. Thanks to Lital Malad, Kathy Merritt, Amira Nader, Jordan Jacoby, Nimesh Ramaswaram, and Julia Sebaugh, who wrote a great story about the Roast Battle late last year for the LA Weekly. And start 2015 off right. Tell all your friends to subscribe to Sideshow. Thanks!
Sideshow is supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation. Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
No, nothing really makes me laugh. I'm in comedy. I hate everything.